Hi there. Welcome back to Adventures of the Airstream Oracle. Okay, as I was sitting down to record this, I realized this is my 100th episode. I'm shocked. I had no idea I even wanted to do a podcast. I always knew I was kind of a storyteller around a campfire if I'd had a glass of wine and people, you know, wanted to listen usually. And if you're sitting with me around a campfire and I've had some wine, I'm pretty funny. I'm not so funny on the podcast. I am funny to myself from time to time, but I don't know, maybe one day I need to actually have a couple of glasses of wine and record an episode. Maybe I'll tell you some of the stories that way, but I don't drink much anymore, so I'm not as funny as I used to be, which is weird. It's kind of a hard dance to do because I want to do these things holistically, and I want to feel better the next day, and I want to take good care of myself, but you lose a little bit of your edge sometimes when you make different choices, and that's been an interesting awareness and journey for me. But I wanted to come on today, number one, just to thank you for anybody that's listened, you know, to more than two episodes, for the people that have been here since the beginning, because I don't have a huge following, but it appears that I have a consistent following of people that care enough to stop and to listen and to spend 15, 20, 30 minutes with me a couple of times a week. And I know if you've been listening that you've heard me say before just what that means to me, to have someone care and want to listen and, you know, just validate my authentic voice. So I just want you to know again how much I appreciate you for being here. It was interesting this morning. I've got family in town from St. Louis this week, and if you've listened to my episode about my Uncle Gene that I went to be with, my big Uncle Gene in St. Louis, I was with him the last week, not quite a week before he died. He was in hospice. Well, his daughters, my cousins, have all come to town this week, two of the three, and so I have been just really out of my element because my grandpa and my great uncle were really big on family and us all staying together and sticking together. So it's real ingrained in us, especially on that side of the family, to, you know, when folks come to town, you kind of drop everything and you just hang out. And so we've been doing that, and it's been great. You know, on one hand, it's been really awesome to be with my two cousins and their families and run around and get to show them Austin and, you know, explore some and just feel like, you know, pre-COVID, just be out. And we've been listening to some music and going to, you know, outdoor restaurants and just being tourists a little bit. It's been really nice, you know, but it's been interesting. Kind of my whole world stopped, and I haven't been doing my self-care, and I haven't been resting as much, and I've been drinking a little bit more, a couple of drinks a day, but not, you know, not that much, but some, and I haven't been hydrating, and oh my God, it's like everybody else in the country, it's hot, and it, like today, it's 95 degrees with 90% humidity in Texas, so it, I mean, we've been out and walking and doing, and so I had to say no to a full day of sightseeing with them today that I've been looking forward to, but I couldn't do it. And, you know, self-care wise, I knew I needed today to myself to rest. And I'm starting a little pet sitting gig tomorrow because I'm starting to do more pet sitting and organizing stuff on top of my coaching right now while I'm building my coaching work. Mainly because I miss animals and I love going into people's homes and changing the energy of their home, you know, so they come back to a sparklier place and loving on their animals. And so I get to house sit and pet sit for 4 days for a rescued greyhound, old racing greyhound named Puck, which made me laugh when I went to meet him because they said his name is Puck, and I said, well, like Midsummer Night's Dream, and they said, yeah. And I said, okay, that's hilarious because that's the part that I played in Midsummer Night's Dream, because as a kid, I played every boy imaginable. That whole Peter Pan thing that I've got going on, you know, and I've always been more in touch with my masculine energy than my feminine. I you know, I'm good at cooking and I'm very nurturing and, you know, I'm a healer and I've got that side of the feminine, but I'm just not the girliest thing. And I always, you know, wanted to play softball and baseball and do boy things. And I wanted to use power tools in high school, but they wouldn't let me take shop. They made me take home ec. So it just made me laugh. I was like, okay, the dog's name is Puck. That's awesome. And she said, yeah, after Midsummer Night's Dream, because, you know, he's kind of a tomboy dog. I was like, okay, this is, apparently, I'm supposed to be here for 4 days with this dog. And then the other dog is this little terrier-looking thing that if you took an Ewok and stuck his finger in a light socket, that's what this little dog looks like. And his name is Yin, and he just sort of looks perpetually, like, electrified and curious. So I'm pretty excited to go spend time with these two, because they're very different, and they're very different from any kind of dog I've ever been around. So it's going to be fun to explore their energy and what they need. They're older, and it doesn't sound like it's going to be, you know, much of an issue dealing with them at all. They sound lovely. So I'm going to be working from there and kind of getting grounded again, because today is the strawberry full moon. It's one of our super moons. And, you know, of course I can't tell my cousins that are in town, because they look at me like I have three heads when I start talking about my intuitive stuff. So I can't tell them. Part of why I can't be running around today is during, you know, super moons and full moons, I don't sleep, and it really affects me, and I've got to hydrate more, and I've got to practice self-care. So, you know, I've tried talking to them the last couple of days. Try explaining to people that are very different than you are, that have known you since you were little, you know, what you do as an intuitive energy healer and life coach. I tried to explain it, but I've also got a cousin, my oldest cousin of these three girls, married somebody who he's psychic, but he's super weird. So he's made them really nervous about psychic things. So they made a few disparaging comments about him along the way, and I kind of bit my tongue. I was kind of like, okay, you know, I will out myself to a certain extent, but I'll basically just tell them I'm a life coach and I trust my intuition, and, you know, that's what I do for folks. You know, I certainly can't tell them that I, from time to time, can, you know, hear things from dead people and connect folks, and I get medical intuition and know exactly what's wrong with somebody. Although it was funny, one of the days it was overcast early in the week, a bunch of the kids that were with them, their early 20s, they decided to rent a pontoon boat and go out on Lake Travis. And it was an overcast day, and I immediately got this visual of one of them coming back like red as a lobster, like so sunburned. So I said something, because I initially thought it was my cousin's husband. Interestingly enough, he was smart enough to stay in the shady part of the boat. But so somewhere along the way, like, I woke up the next morning when they were going out, and it shifted. I got this visual of this one kid that's with them, like a boyfriend, and he's a redhead. And I just saw his freckles and everything turn like bright ketchup red. And so I told my cousin Tara, I was like, okay, I think it's the redheaded guy with the freckles. He's gonna come back like a lobster and be in so much pain. Do you have aloe vera? And she's like, yeah, I think we've got some, but, you know, whatever, and blew it off. Well, last night at dinner, we all met up, and I look over, and my cousin's husband had made the right choice, so it wasn't him. This poor redheaded kid, oh my God, you could feel the heat coming off of his body, bless his heart. And there was a grandma type person on the boat with him, but he just ignored her. He wouldn't put on sunblock, and he didn't want to use the aloe vera that I told Tara to put on him. So that hard-headed little boy, he is, and I saw him again. It's like, you know, a couple days later, and I saw him this morning for a minute. he's just glowing in the dark. He's so red. So I heard several of them talking last night. So they must be talking about, you know, what I have told them when I'm not with them. But I heard a couple of my cousins and their people talking about, well, God, you know, she sure was right about that sunburn. That's interesting. So that's kind of how it works. And I know you've known it too. When you act act on an intuitive hunch or speak it to somebody and it does come true, it takes people, you know, some time to start realizing that you're accurate and understanding, you know, what it is. But, you know, too, some people in your life just aren't on the same page and just don't understand your gifts, you know, and what they're good for, you know, how handy it can be to have that kind of intuition around. But it's been an interesting week, and I did, like I said, I did feel bad because I'm Southern and it's my family, and when they come, you do drop everything as best you can and go with them. But I just had to do self-care today, and that's big for me. Again, if you've been listening for a while, you know my whole codependent people pleaser thing. Old me would have been like, yes, I'll go to Waco today, I'll do a, you know, 14-hour round trip day in the heat where we walk around nonstop, and, you know, I can't hydrate because there's not bathroom breaks enough. So, you know, I could have, but I chose not to because I wanted to be home. And I've been eating junk, y'all, the last couple of days. And my body, it's so funny, my body with my Lyme disease and my mold poisoning and just how sensitive my body is, and, you know, see if this applies to you too. I start bruising a little bit, and the inside of my right ankle is like I call it my mood ring. It will start to turn, you know, kind of lightly bruised looking and get progressively more swollen, and then turn kind of black on the inside when I'm really inflamed and haven't been taking care of myself and not hydrating well and not resting, and I'm, you know, eating junk and not doing my supplements like I should. Like, it starts to show up. So I've been noticing these little Chiquita banana bruises on my arms and my legs. And then yesterday I looked down and I'm like, oh, okay, that right ankle is doing its mood ring thing. And I showed my cousin, my real skeptical cousin, I showed her, and I was like, I said, this is what my body does when I'm really inflamed, and it signals to me that it's time to really increase my self-care. Like, you know, I got some vegetable juice and I got some stuff for salad, and I need to get back to my, you know, my chlorophyll powders and, you know, all my stuff that I do, and my Epsom salt soaks. And I showed it to her, and she goes, oh, that's so weird, my body does that. And so I talked her through it, and she's like, I didn't know that's what it was. So it's interesting, like, you know, some little seeds were planted for her to start, you know, listening to her own intuition more and listening to her body's speaking to her more, the energy of that. So it was interesting. It's been an interesting couple of days, but you know, so I'm trying not to feel guilty. I'm just gonna take care of me. But, you know, I have to go tomorrow to start pet sitting for 4 days, so I've got to get some food packed, and I've got to get my supplements refilled, and I've got to just rest up a little bit. And my truck is acting up. It made this god-awful noise like halfway back from this little town called Wimberley. It just started kind of doing this under the hood roar thing. So I don't know if I've got valves that are off or some sort of exhaust system thing that's acting up. So need to get my truck in the shop, y'all. So I just thought, you know what, everybody needs to just sit still at my place today. So I've been watering my plants and talking to my little geckos, because my little boyfriend keeps jumping on the window every day. And I just looked at him and told him I loved him. And he opened his mouth and kind of yawned and then blew me a big bubble and scampered off. So I swear that thing can hear me. Isn't it weird that I'm skeptical about that? Like, he couldn't. Of course he could. Like, energetically, he must feel me. I know he's picking up on some of the air conditioning. Like, the window's got to be cool on the Airstream, which is probably part of why he comes around. You know, it's practical too. But when I start talking to him and sweet talking and cooing at him and, you know, just chatting, that's when he jumps off the screen and comes onto the window close to me. And I'll ask him to do different things and he does it. So if it's weirdly synchronized, he's doing a really good job. But anyway, and what brought all this on today is I read something really interesting earlier. I posted in my Dragonfly group. A friend posted this thing about being fiercely independent and how that's a trauma response for being let down so many times. You know, asking for help and nobody's there, or, you know, asking for support and it's not given only if it's convenient, you know, all that stuff. It was a really beautifully written thing, and I read it, and like three sentences in, I just started sobbing. And I was like, you know, part of it was sobbing from gratitude that I recognized you know, not all that long ago, because you guys have been on the journey with me, then I recognized that I had all these barricades up around my heart, you know, to protect me, and couldn't ask for help. And I'm still not so good at asking for help. Like, I need to get help with my back taxes. I need to have someone who's better at accounting, which is interesting. My cousin Tara is really good that way. So I'm kind of thinking I may load up all my paperwork and stuff and go up to St. Louis and stay with her for a week and get her to help me adult, because that's what she's really good at. And and so I think she would help me with that. And I don't know how much judgment would come with it, but you know what? I don't really care. I need another adult to help me sort myself out. So it was just interesting to read that thing on Facebook today, you know, about barricades still being up because there's no one there to catch you when you fall. And I thought, you know what? It's time to drop. You know, the walls have gotten thinner and they've gotten lower, but they're still up. So it was an interesting thing to read this morning. But so today I'm proud of me. I'm doing self-care. I'm being aware. I caught myself. I woke up in the middle of the night with some real anxiety around my finances and stuff. And because, you know, them coming, and I was going to plan a workshop for this week, but I knew they were coming, so I couldn't. And now I can't next weekend because it's my mom's birthday, 4th of July. I'm not sure I can plan the workshop the next weekend, but because there's something else that's come up. But I need to plan this workshop so I can, you know, bring in some money, because you cannot exist on love alone. But so I woke up in the middle of the night with some anxiety. And one thing that was really interesting this week in one of my Panache impact classes, he said, you know, cultivating awareness of what you're doing emotionally, energetically, what you're doing in your mind, where your body is, like just some awareness, being able to step out of yourself and look at it with some curiosity, like we've talked about before, you know, just go, huh, look at that. That's, I'm feeling anxiety. Well, his point was to just change your wording on that and go, huh, I'm experiencing anxiety right now, or I'm experiencing fear right now, or sadness right now. But just say, look at me experiencing anxiety right now. That's not who I am. Who I am is just a, you know, divine spark of God and light and love. That's who my soul is. The human part of me experiencing, you know, these troubling thoughts or these troubling emotions or these troubling things in my body. But that's, you know, my soul's not experiencing that. That's the human body and form experiencing that. So just remind yourself that you have this divine, luminous center, nature, that is at the heart of you, and that's never touched by all these things. That's the place that you go to center into, to start creating, you know, the magic and the understanding and the opportunities that you can draw to you to help resolve some of these other things that are, you know, that are weighing you down. But, you know, so just changing the verbiage to, you know, right, I used to say, you know, in this moment I am anxious. Well, that's claiming it. I am. It's two most powerful words in the universe, right? I am blank declares it to the universe as a statement. So, you know, in this moment I am anxious. Well, hell, you'll just get more anxiety. But, huh, in this moment I'm experiencing anxiety. Great, it's just an experience. Don't have to claim it. Because in this moment, I am safe. I am peaceful. I am love. I am light. I'm okay. I'm absolutely okay. In this moment, I am capable of, you know, redirecting those thoughts, redirecting those emotions, and just sitting with them. It's so much more empowering, and it's a pattern interrupt. It stops you from those anxious thoughts, those anxious feelings, those you know, that old pattern of, you know, that can run you, that energetic pattern of anxiety. So it's a way to pattern interrupt. So try that with me for a while if you want to. When something comes up, if you're stuck in a story in your mind, just try to stop and step aside for a second with curiosity. Huh, look at me. I am running that old story of, you know, scarcity, or that old fear of, I'm experiencing that emotion right now. But that's not me. That's not who I am. I'm a divine spark of God. My soul is just full of love and light and joy and peace. I can get back into that feeling, and from that place the heaviness of everything else falls away, and I can move forward, listen to my whispers, listen to my intuition from that centered space that's, you know, deep within me. That's where I listen to the things that I need to help me step out of whatever I'm struggling with. So that's all been on my mind the last few days, and I just kind of needed a day to be quiet, because here's the other thing. I adore my cousins. They're boisterous. Their daddy was loud and rowdy, and I mean, talk about Tigger. That man was like bouncy, 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 noisy, 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 and the girls, you know, had to learn that to be heard. So you get in a room of several of them and their people, and they're all trying to out-talk each other, and when you're energy sensitive and noise sensitive and, you know, everything like I am, it's just like, okie dokie, all right, we've gone into sensory overload. I've got to crawl back into my tiny little Airstream cave for a minute, because I do want to take them out tonight to hear some music somewhere, if I can, somewhere kind of outside that's not too hot. But anyway, today is self-care. I wanted to share with you. And I definitely have been branded the weird woo-woo cousin. And I'm okay with it. I just didn't want to come out and, you know, explain to them everything that I do, because it's a lot. It's a lot, and it will seem really, really weird if you don't know what I'm talking about. So it just feels a little bit like I've had to go back in the closet a tiny bit this week, but you know, that's okay. Sometimes you do. And I'm not telling them. I'm just, you know, aware of how it's being received. Cause my one cousin, every time she's come to the Airstream too, she's like, oh my God, how could you live in a pandemic in this small of a place? Like, how does anybody live this way? Why would you? What, do I need to feel sorry for you? Is this, what's happening? And I'm like, honey, I like it here. I like small spaces. I'm super happy by myself. I don't have room for a lot of people because I don't have a lot of people around. That's intentional. You know, this is my happy little sacred space. But it's so little. Where do you put all your stuff? I'm like, it's all in here. Like, I have too much stuff in here as it is. And oh my God, I told her I was thinking about downsizing. You know, maybe getting a little Airstream nest. And look those up, you guys, if you haven't seen one. They're so cute. It's 16 feet, though, down from 25 feet. But I could sell my big truck and get around easier. So I'm looking at those, and she's like, oh my God, how could you go smaller? So I couldn't tell her, you know. I was looking at teardrops too, but you know, that's too small. I know I need a bathroom and a shower and, you know, certain things, but it's just been funny. I definitely have gone on to the, I do not understand you list, but I love you anyway, cause you're my cousin. So it's funny, but I just wanted to share that with you guys. And again, thank you so much for hanging with me through 100 episodes. I'm astounded that I have had 100 episodes worth of stuff to say. And I do need to sit down and regroup. And I swear I want to start interviewing people and do that at some point. I want to, you know, start changing up some of how I tell stories and bring people in. And I will at some point. But I will also dig in at some point and start running transcripts of everything, so I can see where I've said, hey, I'll tell you about that later, and I haven't remembered to, because don't forget, your girl has the memory of a colander where big chunks fall through, not intentionally, but it turns out that must be a family thing, because my cousins are the same way. But I know some of that is a factor of Lyme and mold and menopause and genetics, apparently. But anyway, all that being said, thank you, thank you, thank you for being here. Thank you for listening. Thanks for being on the journey with me. And I love you. Happy strawberry supermoon. Take really good care of yourself. I have been seeing some interesting stuff energetically that's coming. One woman that I follow, her name's Aliana Angelica, on Facebook and Instagram. She seems really accurate with her stuff. And she said this week is kind of a rest period, because next week, just to be blunt, sounds like energetically the shit's going to hit the fan. So rest up, take good care of yourself, start to, you know, do the things do the hard things that you have been putting off. Like start working through stuff, and let's get into better integrity with ourselves, because I think that's really critical right now. Because it sounds like the stuff that we're not dealing with may come up to bite us, because it needs to be put away. So if you've got clutter, you know, energetically, emotionally, literally, financially, whatever, really good time to ask for help and get that taken care of pretty quickly, because we're about to move into a phase where everything kind of goes into hyper manifesting. And so you might be manifesting more of what you don't want if you don't put it away. That's what it feels like to me. But she did post something. It was almost kind of ominous yesterday or day before. It was basically, hang on tight. Next week could get real interesting energetically. So just take really good care of yourself. Work on self-care. If you need to listen back to past episodes, there are several that I list about energy self-care. So, you know, listen to those again if you want to for some options. I've got my grounding meditation on here. So you guys just take really good care of yourselves, okay? Because I need my tribe. I need to know y'all are okay. But I love you. I think that's it for now. I'll let you go. And I'll talk to you next time. Take care. If you'd like to get in touch with me, there's a couple of ways to do that. You can find me on Instagram at @airstream_oracle, or you can email me at hello@shannonpinkston.com. I do one-on-one intuitive energy work, which basically means I will read into you energetically and intuitively, and I can really quickly find what has shut you down, the places where you're stuck, any place that you're in overwhelm, or connect the dots for you on a whole lot of things that bring you joy that you might have forgotten, that can lead you to your greater purpose and what really lights you up in the world. I'm able to do that really quickly for my clients. And I also provide like sacred energy wellness support and tips, and use my medical intuition to help, you know, figure out some of the places of dis-ease and contraction in your body. A lot of my clients have called me the joy whisperer, because they come into my sessions shut down and closed down and kind of contracted, and they end up leaving open and bright and sparkly and with a clearer, you know, path to their purpose and what makes their soul sing. So if any of that resonates with you, reach out. You can also find me on Facebook if you'd like to be part of my Facebook group. It's Dragonfly Energy Wellness and Empath Support. You can search for it, and we play intuitive games in there. We do a lot of energy support, and you know, I come on and read oracle cards for my group, and just do whatever I can to connect us, you know, in deep conversations and things that matter. So if that resonates with you at all, any of the above, reach out. I'd love to hear from you. And as always, thank you so much for listening.